afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Wow, last segment of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Talking about the 100 gig free for a year, Microsoft OneDrive. All you got to do is sign in with your Dropbox login, and you get a free 100 gig account for a year. And here's what they're counting on. These guys aren't idiots. They don't give away stuff for nothing.
That's right. Nothing is free in this world. You know that.
You got 100 gig of data at OneDrive, you're going to be pretty reluctant to get that moved off somewhere when the year's up. And they're counting on a significant number of people that will stick with them. But I got to tell you, not a fan of cloud storage. I mean, anything that's really important, just not comfortable, completely comfortable. I'm not saying that's not a valid thing to do, depending on what you're trying to do. There's a lot of business situations in which you just really don't have much of a choice. You need to, you know, make a decision on cloud storage, try to get the best service you can at the best price you can, and you just do it because of the realities either of your, you know, your boss or your company policy or just the business that you're in. I mean, you know, financial advisors, and it's interesting because they have to be some of the most secure people around in terms of their business practices. I mean, probably second only to medical. Mm-hmm. And they're forced to do a lot of their stuff online. The only good news about that is they've got a little bit of a, as long as they don't make any glaring mistakes, a lot of the legal responsibility is the part of their service provider, you know, Schwab or Morningstar or whoever it is. But for most of us, you know, we don't have the luxury of kind of being able to blame other folks if something goes wrong. Our data's out there, and there's nothing we can do about it. And, Dropbox, one of the better ones, but Dropbox has had issues. And one of the big issues, you know, I like SpiderOak, encrypted end-to-end, encrypted storage while it's there. And Dropbox is encrypted, too. But what happens is somebody within the organization or a user gets phished, gets that email link, clicks on it, your Dropbox account has been compromised. Your data will be lost and your account closed in 24 hours. If you do not click on this link, this is an emergency situation. Refresh your username and password, blah, 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 whatever text, whatever kind of narrative they can create, the bad guys, that is, to get you to click on that link, provide your login information, and then they use it to crack the system. Very common. But if you need to use online storage, 100 gig, OneDrive, if you've got a Dropbox account, you just log in with your Dropbox login information, and you got it for a year. Absolutely free.
Hey, Dr. Dave, I was going to ask you, did you want to discuss some of the topics we discussed over the break?
I don't even remember what those are now. That was like 2 minutes ago.
Right. About the new technology that's coming out.
You know what? That, yeah.
Or do we want to wait and talk about it next show?
Well, I don't know. I think I would actually prefer to wait.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, now that you've brought it up,
yeah,
I kind of want to talk about it. But let's talk about it next week because we've got like 10 minutes left in the last segment.
And you got some stuff to
And we've got some other stuff that I
wanted to
get to. I'm not even going to get close to covering it all.
Just remind me to put that on the topics list.
I'll put it in my notes here.
Yes. Then we'll cover it next week.
Yep. Here's an example.
How was that for a tease? Was that a good tease?
That was a good tease. It's a lengthy tease.
That's very good.
Well, it's some exciting new technology.
It is.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. But
you know what's funny about it?
World changing could be.
It is. But when you think about it, you think, how did I not think of that? You didn't think about it because you thought somebody had thought about it already.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, that's like the technology I came up with back in the mid-1990s. which is now that...
Oh, the smartphone?
No. Well, that too, but the other thing was of having that 3D
projection
ability with your... Yeah. With wherever you are, you can kind of see. My idea was in the airplanes first.
Right.
But it's now out. The technology is now out in that new stuff they're doing for smartphones. I need to look it up. It's called Light Source. No, what's it called? It's called Spotlight.
Spotlight technology.
They're doing those little animations that are like 3D dimension.
Right.
You can look up and around and, and all over the place. In this.
Right.
It's really incredible.
Yep. And you thought of that.
And I thought about that back in the 90s.
Yep.
And I thought, for sure somebody's going to be doing this. They were probably already working on it. Well, now I'm sure that's the case. Maybe I shouldn't assume
Yeah.
Maybe I should just...
Should have patented it.
Maybe I should do that now.
Well, I wanted to talk about... we're talking about how compromised everything is and how careful you have to be. And just how to... We're pretty doggone vulnerable. And just to underscore that, and I hate to just... keep kind of doing the fear-mongering thing. I don't mean to do that. But I just got to let you know and kind of put things in perspective. The U.S. State Department's email system continues to be whacked by hackers. Now, this is the unclassified part of their network, so I don't want to mislead you. I'm not talking about their closed system, although I'll guarantee you it has its issues. They don't even want to talk about that.
No.
But federal and private security experts are baffled by the existence of hackers that are continually prowling the U.S. State Department's unclassified email network. 3 months after the State Department confirmed that the systems had been breached, they continue to be breached. I mean, this is like a guy breaking into your house, and 3 months later, he's still there. Huh? Mm-hmm. What? You know, you either got to run him out or kill him.
But
but
what he does is he hides in the attic. You don't know he's there, and he's waiting for you to leave.
Oh, no, but these guys know he's there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, these guys know it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those
loitering ones.
They
told us 3 months ago.
Oh, wow. You better get it out then. Don't let him eat all your food while he's there.
Wall Street Journal did a story that cited three people familiar with the investigation, said they're the specialists from the NSA and outside security contractors repeatedly scanned the network and taken down various systems offline, but hackers continue to infiltrate the network. If the U.S. government, with the NSA and the FBI and the CIA and the DOD behind them, can't get this under control after 90 days?
Well, another good example. You want this?
What's happening at the FCC?
Exactly. We want these guys to do the net neutrality
now
thing?
I'm not saying...
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying that Cox and Comcast and Time Warner don't have their security issues. I'm saying that if Time Warner has a security issue, you can move. Now, apparently, the classified and unclassified networks are completely disconnected. But what happens is, you know, there almost always is a bleed over because human beings don't follow the rules. You know, there have been breaches with the DOD years ago now, in which people took their DOD, the Navy laptops home, did personal emails on the Navy laptops, and infected the Navy system. So, you know, they may be technically separate, but you know what? They're not separate if the same people might have access
to
them.
Yeah, but Dr. Dave, if we would just do the right thing, if human beings would just do the right thing, give all our power to the government, then everything would be fine. But it's because we don't do that. We need to surrender to them completely.
Surrender?
Yes, surrender to our government completely, and they will take care of us, Dr. Dave. Don't you know that's the answer?
Well, I can't wait to talk about that new communications technology. We'll talk about it next week. Had a great show today. Hope you enjoyed it. We sure did. We found what we talked about very interesting. You can tell by that funky music in the background, we are flat out of time. We're going to head on out of the bunker here and go have some dogs. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life.
I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.